You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Last week, NZ First leader Winston Peters linked that the government is planning to cut the fees-free program that would see university students not paying course fees during their last year of study. The plan was later confirmed by Finance Minister Nicola Willis. Many students and educators have expressed displeasure at the announcement. The original policy, fees-free for the first year of study, was changed by this government earlier in its term to affect the final year. At the time, the argument was that the change would motivate students to finish their degrees rather than just take the first year scot-free. Now, with the program set to go, it's unclear what the plan is from the government to do with the policy. To discuss the fees-free program meant for students and the financial benefits it presented, I spoke to President of Te Akotahira, the Victoria University of Wellington Students Association, Aidan Donoghue. We're talking about fees-free today. The government's recently announced, a bit haphazardly, that the fees-free program is going to be going. Starting out, I guess, at the start of fees-free, when it was announced for the first year of people going to university, what did that represent for students? What kind of opportunity did that provide?
Look, I think it represented a lot of hope for students who had been dealing with so many changes to the space over the course of decades when it came to how much you paid to go to university, you know, and you had interest-free loans and then we won interest-free loans. And then this was a sign that eventually education might be seen as a public good again, and it might be the start to a process that university might be free again like it was in the 20th century.
And thinking about the things that it did for students in particular, in terms of financial pressures, our students have struggles around, you know, finding jobs, particularly in today's job market. What kind of things did it do for people financially?
Look, I was one of the recipients of fees-free back when I started in 2022, and to be honest, it was actually a huge boon for me in making the decision to go to university within the country. Look, it wasn't perfect, but I know myself and many others did actually factor it a lot in our decision-making to go to university. And, you know, you do obviously take out a lot of debt. If you go on to postgraduate, that's even more. If you need living costs, you don't qualify for student allowance, that's tens of thousands extra. So any alleviation, you know, of that to 12,000, you know, a third of your bachelor's degree, is honestly very welcome.
And there's been some criticisms of fees-free as a program. Some say that it doesn't provide enough money to students right now. The benefits that would be seen from fees-free actually are only seen very far down the line when students may have jobs anyway. What would you say to those criticisms? And if you agree, what would you say would do better than fees-free, for example?
Yeah, look, no, I understand those criticisms, and to be honest, they are valid, but at the end of the day, if the question is not having it versus having $12,000 off your debt, I'd take the $12,000 off my debt. However, in saying that, I've always been a proponent that, you know, one person can walk and chew gum at the same time. Two things can be true. So I see that we should reduce debt, but also look at how much money students have per week that they can actually interact and participate with society. They're not just funding their necessities, your power, your groceries, and your rent, but you can actually go out and live. And, you know, with the cost of living, we've seen all those factors compound, fuel, power. It's all just really hitting hard for students. So you know, in an ideal world, I'd like to see both. I would like to see an increase to student allowance and living costs and, you know, and that be universalised, but also in measures to reduce debt at the end of the road.
And there's a couple key year groups of students who have been, I guess, screwed over by this policy. From 2024 to 2026, anyone who started in these years would have missed out on the first year fees-free, but they're also going to miss out on the last year fees-free after that got moved by the government. This has been criticised by a good few people as unfair in certain ways by the government. What would you say to that, and what would you say about these students and their perspective, I guess, representing them to the government?
Yeah, look, I think it's an utter joke, to be honest. I think that, you know, to say that all those who didn't get anything in 24, 25, 26, those who started and are only finishing in 26 might be the only ones who get it. So anyone who's doing more than a three-year degree, so engineering, law, a double degree, a double major, anything, or you fail one course and you have to take another one the year after, you're going to miss out entirely. Our first and second years who made the informed choice that they'll come to university and, you know, with that entitlement being provided for, it's just the rug pull from our underneath them. And so at the very minimum, you'd expect to see, you know, a graduated removal of the relief. That way those who did come with the promise will actually still receive it. But no, it's just a short, sharp shock right at the end of this year.
And if we're imagining for a moment, this is a bit of wishful thinking, the government hasn't confirmed what any of this money would go towards instead. If we're going to be optimistic on behalf of students, what would you like to see that funding going towards if it's not going towards fees-free, something else to support students?
Well, you know, it's hard to be optimistic and I wouldn't hold my breath. But look, one idea is to, for the exact same cost, you know, $12,000, is to give each student a yearly grant of $4,000 that they don't have to pay back. You know, they could choose to spend that on their fees if they don't really need it, you know, for their day-to-day living, or for those who are really struggling, could actually go a long way in supporting them.
And lastly, is there anything you'd like to say to the government about this policy, about this program and it being scrapped?
Look, I just don't know. I'm very confused, and I think many are so bewildered by this change because the logic, it doesn't really make sense to me. You know, if they really didn't like the policy, why did they not scrap it when they first came in and get rid of first year's fees free? Why go through all the effort to change it to final year's fees free, which you say yourself is an incentive for students to come and finish studying? You've put millions of dollars into supporting IRD, into administering the project, and then a year after it's implemented, you scrap it. If that's not wasteful spending, I don't know what is.
Next, to discuss the educator perspective on the announcement, I spoke to National Secretary of the Tertiary Education Union, Amy Ross, also about the fees-free program. To start us off on fees-free, I guess your perspective would be different from a lot of students coming from the educator's angle. What did fees-free represent for you and for the TU more broadly?
Well, it represented a step forwards into reducing the student debt and the burden on our students that we know undermines their ability to engage in education. It prevents a barrier to access, and it's simply a point of relief in what is a cost of living crisis, which we are all suffering from right now.
And from your perspective as an educator as well, do you think the financial burden on students plays, what kind of impact do you think it plays on their education?
Oh, it's huge. I mean, anyone with eyes can see that if you are struggling to make ends meet, it's hard to come to class prepared, it's hard to have enough food in your belly, it's hard if you're worrying about how you're going to pay the rent, it's hard if you're thinking, this course I'm in is representing future debt that I'm going to have to cut to carry. And when you put that alongside, you know, the gutting of pay equity, the potential for so many of our students is there going out into occupations which are being underpaid and now with more debt. I mean, it's crazy. It feels like this coalition government hates workers and hates students and basically hates New Zealanders.
And one of the big criticisms of fees-free has been that it doesn't affect students materially, I guess, while they're at university and only starts to give them benefits once they're out and earning money at their jobs anyway. Are you seeing students going out and getting into jobs after they get their degrees, or is it more troublesome, you know, as we see this unemployment crisis for everyone?
Yeah, and I think just scrapping fees-free because it wasn't delivering perfectly everything that it was intended to, we haven't asked why that is. Like, is it that actually we needed education to be free for not just 1 year? We need to seriously invest as a country in accessible, public, quality education and ensure that then the workers that come out of that are paid fairly and are able to give back to their community and be engaged in their communities. I think that's what we really want to see. We want to see a comprehensive policy package, not this kind of little bits and pieces. And this coalition seems to just demolish and take away and don't seem to have any aspiration for our country, any vision for the future and for what our students mean to this country going forward.
Yeah, and if you could speak to some of those points a little bit more, I mean, how would you view this policy and how would the TU view this policy in the broader government's approach to tertiary education?
Oh, I mean, it's completely consistent with their approach, which is to underinvest, undervalue and ignore, effectively, the amazing people who deliver the education and our amazing students and what they represent for the future of our country. They have continued to underfund so that not every student is actually a funded student. So that means larger class sizes, that means less pastoral support, less tutors, less support on the ground for our students per student, and they continue this punching down, which is again removing something which is investing in the future and reducing the burden of student debt. So now we know students in the future are going to carry more burden into their working life, and that is just catastrophic.
And when it was introduced, many people viewed fees-free for the first year as sort of a first step going into introducing more policies that could support the government to invest further in tertiary education and support not only students but also educators as well. If we transport ourselves back to that time, I guess, what other policies would you like to see on top of fees-free to support our tertiary education institutions to provide more for our students and for our educators as well?
Well, we would like our tertiary sector to stop having to operate like a corporation and to be constantly talking about it in economic terms, because our education system is far much more than economics. It's about social good, it's about innovation, it's about creativity, it's about how we interrelate as a society and a community. And we don't seem to be talking about that ever. We're talking about it as if we're all widgets and numbers and productivity units. And if we stay in that playing field, we're never going to realise our full potential and recognise that it's an investment in our whole world and our future, the tertiary space. And if we have quality, accessible public education, then we can thrive as a society. We can solve our wicked problems. People can realise their full potential and have opportunities in this life, which we all want and we all deserve. But to do that, we need a comprehensive policy solution of fully funding our tertiary sector and recognising it and measuring it beyond economic productivity widgets, which are nonsensical and ignore the primary value.
Those were President of Te Aka Tauira, the Victoria University of Wellington Students Association, Aidan Donoghue, and National Secretary of the Tertiary Education Union, Amy Ross, both speaking to me about the announcement that the fees-free program for university students is set to be scrapped.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.